And I know you had to be pleased with the totality of your team's efforts in the win over Vista Ridge.
Yeah, hey guys. Yeah, really, really pleased. I thought we came out focused and ready and was able to take all of the motivation heading into the week. I think a lot of our guys, I said in our postgame talk, I think a lot of our guys took it personal that, you know, that they kind of felt forgotten about, that everybody was immediately picking them. We happened to lose a game to Cedar Park, and they came out and played really well. The biggest thing was they practiced so hard throughout the week that I think the results showed.
Well, two things came to mind out of that game, and one was when I saw, obviously, because we had our reporter Lauren Blackwell visited with you after the game there for Fox Sports Southwest, and then the other quote that you had there in the Austin American-Statesman about, hey, we're still here. Was that the ongoing message for your guys? Because not necessarily because Vista Ridge did or didn't deserve any whatever coverage and accolades for what had gone into it, just the mere fact that you guys still are the defending district champions and should earn your own measure of respect for that. Was that an ongoing theme as well for your guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, throughout the week, that was actually brought up by our leadership council in our weekly meetings. Is, you know, they just felt like that, you know, we were just kind of forgotten about. And, you know, anything that can kind of motivate young men, that I thought that was reasonable that they kind of felt like that. And, man, they brought it to the table, and I thought they brought it on Friday night and the way they prepared and the way they played. So, yeah, I think that was a theme, and they kind of played through that.
Coach Sanders, when you talk about controlling a game, there's probably no better example of that than the fact that your ball club has 46 rushing attempts in a game. You hold Vista Ridge to 20 yards on 16 carries. Just talk about not just the effort level and the execution you saw defensively, but your offensive line and your run game to really control the game, being able to run it 46 times.
Well, you know, we went into the game, we like to run the ball, but sometimes we get a bad rep of not throwing the ball, but we're definitely going to throw the ball too.
Yeah.
But, you know, what that does is that forces them to creep up and tighten down, and we hit several big shots, almost, you know, had almost 300 yards passing, and so hit some big shots there. And so that was a big credit to their respect for our run game. And then defensively, you know, until the last drive in the fourth quarter, when we had a few subs in, they had not crossed the 50. And to me, that was probably the biggest stat of the whole night. Like that, you know, that just doesn't happen. And then especially against their high-powered offense. So, you know, I was really pleased with how we tackled. We didn't miss tackles. We fit like we talked about all week against fitting against their plays. So really pleased with our effort on both sides.
Hey, Coach, you talk about, you know, hammering the run game, that being able to set up deep shots. You look at Ryan Back's production, Coach. I don't know that I've seen a box score. I've seen a quarterback throw for almost 300 yards, but average almost 40 yards of completion. I guess that speaks to the ability of your club to be able to hit some deep shots last week.
Yeah, Ryan is a very accurate quarterback, and we worked all week. My offensive staff felt like we were going to get those shots. Now, would we make them? You know, would we be able to throw it? Would we be able to complete it? You know, that's always that's why you go play the game. But we were able to do that. Some guys were able to get open and beat their guy in one-on-one coverage. And if you're doing that, you're going to have a successful offense. And so was pleased. And then, you know, I really think our O-line protected well too, because a lot of those shots, it takes, you know, this isn't a quick game stuff. It takes a little bit, and those guys protected, and I feel like they're getting better and better as, you know, as we go throughout the season.
Visiting with Drew Sanders, head coach of the Vandegrift Vipers, here on Light the Tower on the Horn. Drew, folks might look at it from the outset and say, okay, Vandegrift's playing McNeil this week. They should be in good shape to win. For folks who don't understand the personal tug that will go on for you, and that has been going on this week for you as you prepare your team, but your own personal tug there to have someone as close to you now on the opposite sideline as the head coach at McNeil. Can you discuss that a little bit about what it's like to go through a game week like that with one of your own assistants who you're very close to still, now on the opposite side as a head coach? I hear coaches talk about it sometimes, but don't get into a lot of detail on that. What has this week been like for you in that respect?
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, I'm really happy for him that he was it's very hard to get a head coaching job, and especially a 6A head coaching job in the state of Texas, and he deserves it and is doing a great job. And you can see the improvement, you know, with their quarterback injury. You know, it's just – and who knows when he'll be back. I don't know. He could be back this week. I don't know about that. But if he does, that definitely changes things for them. But they are finding a way to compete just like I knew they would. They've improved defensively as you watch them on tape. But yeah, the personal relationships, I think it's cool. It's going to be probably a little bit unusual with him standing on the other sideline, you know, at Monroe, because he's been part of so many big victories at Vandegrift and critical component of a lot of our wins the last few years. But I think once the game starts, it'll be just like any other game. He might yell something across, who knows, during the game. I might yell back. But, you know, it's leading up to it. I think we've talked almost every day this week. So it's been pretty normal. We just talk football like we always do. So, but I'm really proud of him and know he's going to do a great job in building that program.
Of course, we're talking about Scott Hermes, the head coach at McNeil, who was on Drew's staff there at Vandegrift. You said you've talked every. How do you have a conversation with him during a game week, knowing that your two teams are going up against? What kinds of things are you able to discuss without either side divulging state secrets, so to speak?
Yeah, you know, it's not that hard. You know, we don't always talk about football, but we'll talk about whatever. We'll talk about players, or, you know, he knows all of our players, so he'll ask about certain players or how they're doing, or, you know, you can talk overall stuff without saying, you know, the exact game plan, what they thought about this or what they thought about that. So yeah, it's actually fairly easy to do that. And then we talk about other teams too. You know, what do you think about this? We have, you know, conversations about other teams in the district and things like that. So yeah, and then we'll share, like, as this year goes on, we'll share. You know, like, what were you trying to do? You know, well, I was trying to do this. You know, we'll try to explain and learn from each other. And so it's, you know, that's what all of us coaches do. There's several coaches that I talk to throughout the week and in the district and out.
Wow. Okay. It is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. You'll hear it on 101.9 and AM 1260, obviously with Merle and Hank and Scott on the call, along with Zach as well, and Snoop here in the studio. It is always a pleasure, Drew. I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're happy with how things are rolling, but the work's still ahead of you. So best of luck tomorrow night, and good to be back at Monroe, right?
Oh, my goodness, yeah, almost Halloween, and we're playing our first home game. We're excited.
Yeah, absolutely. That's tomorrow night. Thanks so much, Drew. Appreciate you taking the time. All right.